Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Good afternoon and welcome to Peace Talk on Life Conversations Radio. We are, as always, excited about every opportunity we have to bring wisdom keepers onto our show to talk about all kinds of things. And today we're going to dedicate the show to Heal Thyself. And the name of the organization started by Mary Woods and Dave DeFabo, and they're going to tell us about how that came about, what their goals and aspirations are, and their message to people. Because as we talk about peace, we all know that peace begins within. And so we have to be mindful of the consciousness that we are growing into, as well as how we are treating our body temple. And so we'll get into that today. I also wanted to begin the show by giving thanks. This has certainly been a week full of action on so many levels. We had an earthquake. We were in New Jersey this week, and at the RV site where we were staying, we had an opportunity to experience a little rocking and rolling ourselves. But we know that there are so many things happening on the planet now, and that rather than falling victim to fear and running crazy about all these things, let's remember who we are, not only whose we are. And as we trust and walk in the faith of that, and as my friend McCour, our producer today, thanks McCour, said earlier, you know, it's even beyond faith now. This walk that we're doing is just, you know, an incredible walk of just sheer commitment to just being that divine light that we've been placed here to be. So I give thanks that that jolt was perhaps an awakening in many ways for all of us to be mindful of this time and be mindful of what needs to be shifted and moved within us so that we can continue to be that beacon of light, not only for ourselves, our families, our communities, but as you know, I always say, and the world and beyond. So welcome to Peace Talks today on Life Conversations Radio with your host, Audrey Scott Williams. I'd like to bring up our guests, Dave and Mary. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Audrey. I'm well, thanks.
Good afternoon. Doing well, Audrey.
Well, good. It's good to have you both. What our listening audience may not be aware of is that Dave and Mary are also walkers on the 13 Moon Walk for Peace. So we've been journeying these last few months together. It's so great to have you on this side of the microphone.
We're grateful to be here, too.
Well, let's talk about Heal Thyself. What led you to form Heal Thyself? What were your steps, and how important do you see what you're doing for the rest of the world, and what can we share with our listening audience?
Wow, that's a great opening. Certainly, David and I have been in the health field, the holistic health field, most of our lives, and we always felt that health, being so much more than physical, being holistic, was very much a part of the new paradigm. Now, we've always had philosophical conversations about creating our own business in this new paradigm way of viewing health and healing. And while we didn't want to be in opposition to the old medical model, we simply wanted to demonstrate a new and a better way of encouraging people to take responsibility for their own health. And both Stephen and I have stories that are both unconventional to mainstream thought systems, though they do represent a process, a new process of living that in many ways is archetypal of the new paradigm itself.
Okay, so what I was thinking, Mary, as you continue that your story here, why don't we focus on the movement into in the direction that you're going. And then on the second half of the show, let's focus on David and some of the products that he's cultivated on this journey. Is that a good way to give sort of a guidepost for how we're going to move?
Yeah, that sounds great, because Heal Thyself in general is a process, just like we're in a process of discovering what this is all about. Just like the new paradigm is something that can't be summed up or defined, we don't really sum up and define Heal Thyself as a business. We can tell you about the holistic products and services that we offer, and we will, and yet so much of the concept of heal thyself as the philosophy of know thyself and be thyself is really about the experience of living. And certainly being on this walk, the 13 Moonwalk for Peace, it's a work in process that we are all discovering what it feels like to live in the present moment and listen to our intuition and be directed with that inner flow of what we need to do now. It's really a time of accelerated growth, and the foundation of it is really to trust the process that we're all in. So we are all in a process of learning how to heal thyself, beginning within our bodies, our minds, our emotions, and our spiritual growth. It really is a holistic process.
Absolutely. So if I were in need of a conversation with you to jumpstart my own healing process on some level, where would I begin?
Well, do you want to answer that, Dave?
Sure. You know, I think that that holistic healing, in essence, is a very simple thing that it can be boiled down to simple things. Just some minor diet modifications can sometimes result in huge changes. So some of the basic things that we do ourselves and also recommend to others is usually finding out what foods you may be highly allergic to. Like many people are allergic to dairy, but they don't realize it. And you know, if you do an experiment by going off dairy or wheat or some of these common foods that we all eat, oftentimes you feel that you feel better after you do that for a while, and that can make a big change. Another basic thing that you can do is we're huge fans of the green drinks, so you can take these green powdered drinks and eat more greens and kale, collards, and mustard greens. But also there are these wonderful green drinks on the market which you can blend up in a shake with some apple juice and a banana and throw anything else you want in there, and that can really help purify your cells, detoxify your body a little bit, get your cells working better, and you'll feel more energy then. So those are just a couple of basic things that you can
do. Well, you know, David, the other thing I would probably throw in there is drinking lots of water and also getting rest. Rest is something that we often... I heard one elder health teacher of mine once say that the two things in the world that tend to be a challenge, especially in America, is that most of us don't believe we're dehydrated and sleep deprived. So I would add that to your list. But I have a question for you. How do you know what foods to trust now with all this GMO stuff going around, the seeds that are genetically modified and so forth? Is that good for you? Is it bad for you? What should we be concerned about?
Well, I think genetically modified foods are a very big problem and something to be very cautious about and to be avoided at all if at all possible. It took thousands of years for a plant to develop on its own in nature, and then we're going to change it in just a few years and think that that's not going to have some effect. And the sum of the science that's coming out when these items are tested on rats and mice and other beings, they develop cancer very quickly. So it doesn't look good for GMOs, and not to mention what they, will do to the environment that's unknown. So apparently we just decided to take a very fast step and, without really thinking about the consequences or testing at all. So I think they're unhealthy, dangerous, and should be avoided.
Yeah, I've heard that there are even countries now that have banned the use of GMO seeds, and that as a result of that, it's really striking a hard deal for companies like Monsanto and others who have invested quite a bit in trying to have those seeds be used around the world.
Exactly. There's been many disaster stories I've heard from India and other countries, and they're starting to ban them, so other countries are waking up.
Okay, so the main message here is for us to be mindful about when we're using products that they're not GMO products. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'd like to just comment on our food supply in general, which is one of the reasons we're doing what we're doing. Because as I was always interested in natural health. How does the body work? How does it interact with food, thoughts, feelings, emotions, all that? And as I saw what was happening to the food supply, obviously, I've been in the natural foods business for over 25 years doing that type of work, providing that service. But the food supply, there's a lot of minefields out there. And I think that people need to know that GMOs is one thing to avoid. High fructose corn syrup is is causing a lot of problems in human health.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because if it had not been for you being on the journey, I would not have been, you and Mary and all your knowledge, I would not have realized the great proliferation of corn syrup in corn fructose in almost everything. And maybe you could talk a little bit about what that does to the body.
I think Mary's going to do that a little bit. I just wanted to mention that with that, I don't know if people read ingredients or not, but if you're a person who read ingredients and you pay attention to the trend, even a soda can, say 15 years ago, would have sugar in it, okay? And juices and other things that were blended would have sugar, and that would be it, okay? And that's not too good, but it wasn't as bad as what it is now. Now you walk into a store, you look at every drink in that refrigerator, and almost every one of them has high fructose corn syrup. So they've switched from sugar to high fructose corn syrup for economics, but what that's doing to human health, Mary's going to comment on.
Well, everyone knows that there is a rise in obesity in America, as well as high blood pressure and diabetes. And the combination of these three are known as Syndrome X, which is epidemic in America now. People are consuming foods such as high fructose corn syrup that are causing these diseases. So how to deal with that? Certainly being aware of the labels of what we're consuming, and to not just assume that the Food and Drug Administration has our best interests at heart and wouldn't give us food that would hurt us. Apparently, they have, because of the lack of health in the United States right now. We can assume that most of our food in a grocery store is laced with toxins. Certainly, vegetables and fruits are even heavily sprayed with chemicals, and they need to be thoroughly washed with some kind of veggie or fruit wash before you eat them, and to buy organic whenever possible. But to look at the preservatives in foods, aspartame, which is a deadly poison that shouldn't even be on the market, is another food to avoid. So in general, we have to look at the toxicities in our diet. And on a physical level, we want to begin to detoxify and start by cleansing our bodies, detoxify and cleanse, and then move into things that we are deficient in. But before we add all of the nutrients that we are deficient in, we need to start cleansing and release the toxins. So it's the balance of those two as a way to start to get back into balance physically.
Right, and one of the things that I wanted to say in that regard is that it really is about educating ourselves. And, I was in Kenya a few years back, Mary, and I was at an HIV-AIDS conference. As HIV-AIDS in Africa, especially certain parts of Africa, is the statistics are really mind blowing. But anyway, there was a young man there who gave a presentation from the Philippines, and he had been living with HIV for I think 19 years. And I asked him, I said, "What would you say is the best thing someone could do to sustain themselves and to live a good quality life with HIV?" And he said the first thing he had to learn was to be responsible for the management of his health. And so that has always struck with me, because even as we're talking now, what I'm hearing you saying is that how important educating ourselves, how important that is in terms of food and what's happening to food. And the second thing is to take responsibility for taking actions that will lead to better use of the food market, what's out there, as well as minerals and supplements, as well as just how we choose to live our day-to-day life. Is that
right? It is a lifestyle, and it is our responsibility to choose a healthy lifestyle and not just to be unconsciously consuming things. We have to think of the cause and effect of our actions, both with our food and our thoughts and our feelings and how everything affects us holistically.
Right. I have a question for you, and I want to make a disclaimer right now for anyone who's listening now or in the future. We are not doctors. We are not saying, you know, for you to run out and do what we're doing. The next question I'm asking is simply for an understanding of process. Okay, I wanted to put that disclaimer out. But if I come to you and I have, let me just choose something. Let's say I've been experiencing issues with my colon. And I want to do this because I want to walk people through a process. And I say, oh, I've been so stopped up. I just don't know what to do. And it seems to be affecting not just my physical body, but I feel the same way emotionally. I can't think straight. What's the first thing that you would suggest?
Well, there's several ways to approach that. The first thing is we would start looking for a way to relieve that pressure. One wonderful way to do that is colonics, which we often recommend for people. And that's a process where water is injected into the colon. And basically, you can, you know, clean out yourself that way. So that's one way you can do it. You know, that's kind of an immediate relief, fairly immediate. And usually those are recommended in a series of colonics to be done over a period of time.
It's interesting, if I can just interject, that when I talked with so many people as a wellness coach, I realized that constipation was the number two problem.
Ah, okay.
Number one was really people have lack of energy,
yeah,
which relates to number two.
We want to make sure we all go do number two. So we're going to do colonics. And I guess there's a preparation of your body, though, right? Before you've been...
Everything relates to everything else. So in beginning with what the problem is, you just want to ask questions. And you want to start examining what you eat. You want to examine how to detoxify, number one, and then how to... replace deficiencies. So it is questioning, looking and examining your whole lifestyle and just becoming more conscious, more responsible for everything we put in our bodies. Where do we get our water from? Yes, you said drink lots of water, which is so important, but we want to be sure it's not tap water, which is full of a lot of carcinogenic agents, and not to mention fluoride and other things that really can be more harmful than good. So we want to drink pure water and stay as possible.
I think you're breaking up on us there, Mary. You want to repeat that last part?
Well, I think what I was saying was about drinking pure water and eating food in its most natural state as possible.
Well, we're getting ready to come to the bottom of the first half of our segment. We've got about 2.5 minutes here. Mary, I know this is an area that you put a lot of energy in. Before we go to our break, is there anything you want to say in summing or something we may have missed on this particular part of the many, many gifts that you and David bring to the world through your commitment for health and healing holistically?
Oh, gosh. Well, it is a vision of hope, a vision that more than just being physical beings that have to deal with the struggles of how to fuel our vehicle, we want to start by realizing, just like our vehicle that we drive that needs gasoline, we wouldn't want to put sugar water in our gas tank and expect our vehicle to run properly. Likewise, we want to fuel our bodies with the healthy, best quality fuel to give us energy. And then also to realize that we're so much more than physical, that there's higher laws that include our emotional state, our thoughts, and attunement to our spiritual purpose here. And that's what I love about holistic health, that it's not just a physical problem, it's a holistic one, and the answers can come from those higher dimensions of our being that can transcend the physical, transmute it even, and allow us to be truly healthy and happy on all levels.
Absolutely, and that's what we are ultimately striving for. And I want to say to our listeners, by the way, apologize for some of the background noise. As you know, we bring our shows to you live from the walk, and often in our little home away from homes, we are parked on the side of a street or in a parking lot, and so we pick up sounds from the road and different things. So I just wanted to apologize for that. Mary, thank you so much, and David, for this first half of our show. We're going to take a moment to give our listeners an opportunity to think on some of the things that you said. We also want to invite any listeners that might want to call in. You can call in at 347-426-3346 and press 1. That lets our producer know that you're in the you're on the line and you have a question. And feel free to join us and ask questions. When we come back, we're going to hear from David, and we're going to talk about a couple of products that are making a tremendous impact on the people who are using them. So I look forward to that. So right now, we're going to take a break. You've been listening to Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio.
The dynamic of harmonizing good. Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. Yet something happened, man. We stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now and play our part. It's all like what you see. And the pain's just too much to believe. Say, I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change. It's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody. Cause I'ma be the change. It's all in me. Hurricanes, tsunamis, wars, and famines. Between religions, misunderstandings. Many different people with the same passions. Just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations? Fearing separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration. But everybody wants you. unification. A change is moving across the nation, yeah. We choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. So take a good look around this place, yo. Turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality, yo. This is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraceful. We say we want peace, yet we're so wasteful. Killing all the life on earth to take up space for what? Yeah, we all want the same thing, but more stuff, happiness that won't bring. Yeah, we all know that we get what we give. Time's up now, how we gonna live? If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me, I'ma be the change, it's all in me. One world in harmony, one world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'ma be the change, it's all in me. If you don't like what you see,
giving a voice back to the community, to the community, to the
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to Talks on Life Conversations Radio. This is your host, Audrey Scott Williams. Want to thank Makua Ray for being on the boards today, our producer who is moving us right along on our show. Thank you, Makua. It's always an honor to have a gift of love. I would like to, before we move into our next segment, I want to remind our listeners that the 13 Moon Walk for Peace, we're in the Philadelphia area this weekend. You can go on our website, www.13moonwalk4peace.com. 13moonwalkforpeace.com. You can go there and find out, just click on schedule and see where we are in Philadelphia, and then from there into Baltimore, and from Baltimore into Washington, D.C. We'll be arriving in Washington on the 4th of September. We'll be at the Washington Monument as a part of the Walk for Values, sponsored by the Sai Baba Foundation. We will be there. I will be the guest speaker for that three generations. We'll be providing a musical program as well. So we're going to gather around 9:30. We're going to sign up. Everybody needs to register. About 10:30, we're going to do some yoga stretches, and by 11, we'll be walking around the monument. We'll be meeting at the Sylvan Theater, which is right at the base of the Washington Monument. We want to encourage as many people as far and wide as we can to join us at the Washington Monument, and let's take a walk for values, truth, courage, peace, love, compassion, all of these values, not just to walk it for that day, but to actually choose a value is what they're asking us to do. Choose a value that you're going to live with for at least the next year. So if you choose love, that will be your expression for the next year. This is a time when so much is happening on our planet, and only we can make a difference. Only we can be the change, as the song you just heard said. You don't like it? Be the change. Be the change you want to see in the world. Welcome back to Heal Thyself, Dave and Mary. We're going to talk to Dave now. Dave, I understand, and of course I've been having the great pleasure of embracing
a product or two products that you have created. One is the Schweitzer formula, which has been around for a long time, and you're bringing it back to life again. And it certainly has been good for us and all our bumps and bruises and any skin kind of thing. And then the Vibrant Cell Life formula that we've been taking, or as Baba calls it, our Kickaboo juice. Why don't we talk now about those products?
Okay. Well, I thought maybe you'd start with the Schweitzer formula. And what I'd like to do is just give a brief history on it and then talk about a couple of testimonials that have been pretty powerful that people have called me back with. Schweitzer formula, it's a very interesting product. I just fell in love with it and the history and the whole story of how it made its way to the 21st century, I found very interesting. That's written up on my website, www.schweitzerformula.com, and Schweitzer is S-C-H-W-E-I-T-Z-E-R formula.com. So there is a story, and the story in a nutshell is in 1915, there was a physics institute in Germany called the Speierhaus Institute, and there were all the young, bright physicists of the day were there studying and doing their experiments, and even people like Einstein and Max Planck were there, and a guy named Paul Ehrlich. And these guys put kind of their heads together and kicked around in one of their experiments this idea of combining three ingredients together in a way that would embrace the quantum theories that they were studying and formulating at the time. And they came up with this formula. At the time, it was called zinc borosil. Since the ingredients are zinc, boron, and the third ingredient is salicylic acid, which is the active ingredient in aspirin. So they came up with this formula. What they actually did was they took the three ingredients and they formed a crystal, a growing crystal, out of those three ingredients, similar to a quartz crystal that we're all familiar with. And those three ingredients then forming that crystal made something that the ingredients themselves, the sum of its parts were more than the parts themselves. So that is what they created. And I imagine at the time it was probably one of the more minor things that they did. So this formula was in 1915, and there was a doctor there by the name of L.E. Schweitzer, and he decided to bring this to America. So he did that and started to tell other doctors in the country about it. By 1933, it was being used quite widely in many medical circles. Doctors were using it for leg ulcers and all kinds of skin problems. And they were just starting to find out what it could do. And so it then went on a journey as Dr. Schweitzer got older. He decided to pass it off to another man, Dr. Blazinski, and so he became the steward of the formula. So it went like that. So one doctor passed it off to another. As they got older, it was passed down. And these people became like stewards of the formula. And then it had different names over time. It was zinc borosil to begin with. It was then in around 1957 turned into a formula called Formula 767. And so some of the places that it became famous was in Chicago. It became very, very popular. It was used in the Chicago Burn Center as one of their primary treatments for burns. And works very effectively. It was used by a brain surgeon in Chicago as his only disinfectant during surgery, and he was very successful at that. He died at the age of 92 and passed it on to another doctor. So it's very interesting that story as it moves from one to another. So it was quite popular in the United States and actually started moving all around the world. So unfortunately, in my view, what happened was the chemical movement was becoming very strong, patenting chemicals to do certain jobs. This was a natural formula, and wasn't patented. So those formulas,
with the product itself, one of the things I wanted our audience, they may be wondering, well, what is the significance of this product to everyday people? Why would someone want to get Schweitzer? And maybe we could give some testimonies.
Okay, good. Thanks. I know I can get going on this thing. So what it does, when you spray, the crystal is then suspended in distilled water. So you have a solution that you spray on the skin and also can be ingested in a diluted form. So when you spray it on the skin, the crystal releases the energy into the skin, into the cells, and that causes a reaction, an immune system response, and also a response to bacteria and viruses that are in your system. In terms of it, just eliminates them. It just basically, the term they use is ionizes them. So it's kind of like it just wipes them out. So that's how it can be very, very practical. So it can be used for rashes, hives, poison ivy, insect bites, eczema, psoriasis, nail fungus, athlete's foot, acne, skin eruptions, varicose vein, bruises, scars, sunburn, and blisters. So those are all types of things that can be used for every day.
Well, let's give some testimonies. I remember the man with the cat. Tell us about that one. I remember that one.
Yeah. I'm going to call this man Paul, and he called me up one day, not too long ago, and first of all, his story is, it starts out with, he had a growth on his head that the doctor told him it had to be surgically removed. So he was on his way to having surgery on his head because of a growth there. So he learned about this, called me up, I sent it to him, he started spraying it on. Within 2 weeks, he went back for a pre-surgical appointment, and the doctor said, this has improved so much that I don't know, maybe we should give this some more time. So they agreed to do that. Another week or two went by, and when he went back, he said, this is just about healed, so let's cancel the surgery. And he was so elated by that. Then he had a cat that had tumors, like golf ball-sized tumors, on two of them, I think he said, on the cat. He started spraying it on the tumors, and within about 2 weeks or so, they just fell off. And this is consistent with what I've heard over and over and over again. So that man, he was so excited. He just was basically crying on the phone because it meant so much to him.
Yeah, I have my own testimony that I'd lend to that. Everybody knows, who knows me, knows that my mom has been a part of my journey for years. And mom, of course, is on the 13 Moonwalk for Peace. And because she's in a wheelchair all the time, I have to be very careful about skin, the skin lesions that can form as a result. And I've been using Schweitzer on it since you introduced it to me. And it really appears as though, one, there are hardly any outbreaks. You know, maybe every now and then there might be one. But even in the areas where there were outbreaks, the skin seems to be getting a greater vibrancy. It's almost as though it's growing new cells. So I've been really happy with that, and in fact, elated with the outcome that I'm getting with mom. Now, let's talk about vibrant cell life.
Okay. Well, vibrant cell life is a product that when I learned about the ingredients and I started to do the research, another one of these things where I just thought this really needs to get out there. And it's so profound what it has to offer that I wanted to be a part of that. So Vibrant Cell Life is two products. It's two 32-ounce bottles of liquid. One is called Humic Earth and is a brown in color. The other is called Fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C, Fulvic Gold, and is golden in color. And so these products are related to each other. Fulvic acid is found in humic acid, but is extracted and put into a bottle by itself because it's so valuable to the body. So, but humic acid also has other ingredients that are also very valuable on their own. So this is how Vibrant Cell Life became two products that are, we call them sister products because they are taken hand in hand together, and they complement each other. And so that's essentially what they are. Now, what they do, they humic and fulvic acids come from a certain type of shale that is decomposed biological matter from jungle material, like, say, millions of years ago when the Earth was much different and there were all kinds of jungles everywhere, and that matter decomposed. Some of it gets caught in a certain level, what's called a certain type of shale that is preserves that biological material, the leaves and the grasses and all of that material is preserved in a semi-decomposed state. And in there is preserved the humic and fulvic acids that are naturally occurring in those plants. That is then squeezed out after it's mined and taken out. And ours comes from Navajo lands that are actually run by a medicine man. So it's done very properly and with respect to the earth and in fact with agreement. And so then those materials are squeezed, and out of that squeezing comes this humic and fulvic acid, and then they are put through a process to make them ingestible, which is a non-heat filtering process.
So why should people take them?
Okay, so what they do, fulvic acid is the most powerful electrolyte ever found. So electrolyte is something that makes the cells run, okay? So it gives them energy. And so it's very powerful in that way. It's also the most, the smallest organic molecule, and it has the most potent ability to cleanse the cells, even the mitochondria, which is the smallest part of the cell, which is like the little energy center inside. And so fulvic acid cleanses and gives energy to the cells. And that, you know, and that goes especially like in the liver and the kidneys where there's a lot of cleansing going on and needed all the time. So that's what fulvic acid does. It provides energy, but not like caffeine. It's an energy that wells up day after day. It's something that you just have a stamina that is a newfound stamina, and that's what people report. Humic acid is a more complex ingredient. It is actually that particular molecule is a very large organic molecule, which contains, is very complex, has many different things in it. A couple of things that it does is it has the ability to eliminate viruses and bacteria from your body, and it's providing a wide spectrum of nutrients, and especially micronutrients, like minerals and microminerals. And one in particular that I really think is doing a lot of the work is a mineral called iridium, which is on the elemental chart. Iridium is something a lot of people don't know about, but they did studies on iridium in Harvard University, and iridium cured all kinds of cancers in these studies, which are not well known, but they were written up in Dr. Gabriel Cousins' book about spiritual nutrition, the book that he wrote. That information is in there, and it's very fascinating and profound.
Right, and so I can say that it's been a very important part of our intake on a everyday basis since we started the walk. Thanks to Heal Thyself, you and Mary, and your contribution to the walk. And what I have noticed, David, is that it's a subtle work on the body, and I notice it more now than I did at the very beginning, although I could feel changes at the very beginning. But now it's like, wow, you know, I can feel the energy in my body. I can feel, like, the aches and pains I used to have, you know, in my joints and so forth. I just don't have them anymore in the same way. So I think it's an incredible supplement for everybody to have, and I'm sure if you have any compromises in any way, it must have tremendous benefit.
Exactly, yeah. It seems to have improved many different types of issues. And, you know, we have some interesting stories on that one, too, that people have called in.
Why don't you share one?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to share some stories about cancer. People who have had cancer who were told in the medical route to go with the radiation and chemotherapy have chosen to take Vibrant Cell Life instead and to take it according to a higher dose than usual, and they have been cancer-free within a few months afterwards. And this has happened repeatedly with several people that we know. So that is a pretty profound testimony. In countries other than the United States where you're not allowed to make medical claims, such as Russia, they will say when you buy humic and fulvic acid that this cures cancer. Of course, we can't say that here. But it has been tested by the Russians for over 45 years to be effective against all disease, including autism and Alzheimer's, which has been great because Mama Natalie has been taking it steadily through the trip and has been maintaining, if not improving. And so that's a great testimony right there.
As you were talking, she raised her hand. So I say that's a testimony.
Oh, that's so great. Well, these are the two products that Heal Thyself is now promoting. David and I used to take piles of supplements, and now we've simplified it to just these two, taking the Vibrant Cell Life internally and using the Schweitzer formula topically, as kind of taking care of most all of our health needs on the trip, other than a good diet.
Great. Well, let's talk about contact information. If people want to know more about you, what you do, how to get more information of the products or even buy the products, how do they get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, for the Schweitzer formula, it's the website is www.schweitzerformula.com. That's S-C-H-W-E-I-T-Z-E-R formula.com. And also, they can call us at 570-220-9249. We also have an 888 number. It's 888-630-8837. That's 888-630-8837. And I'd be happy to talk with anybody about any of these products or anything really in holistic health related.
All right. Well, there you have it. Our first show with Dave and Mary here on Peace Talks on Life Conversations Radio, as we're talking to, about healing thyself, or as their organization is called, their process is called Heal Thyself. We want to encourage our listening audience to be as committed to healing their body temple as they are to walking a path of peace. And so I want to thank Mary and Dave for being with us today. I want to encourage our listeners to tune in once a month, the third week in every month. We're going to have Dave and Mary back to talk about different aspects of healing, healing our body, making peace internally so that we can be peace externally. Dave and Mary, are there any closing comments you would like to make? You have a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, we also did create a website for our endeavors, and that is www.healthyself.me. That's like healthy self would be another way to say it, healthyself.me. So that's another way that you can contact us or find more information about what we're doing.
Okay, and if you didn't get that website, we want to encourage you to call 570-220, and what are the last four digits?
9249.
And you can talk with Dave and Mary about maintaining that body temple, keeping yourself healthy, not only just for a physical challenge, but for a holistic approach to a lifestyle of well-being. Thank you for being with Peace Talks today. I want to remind you again, join us on the Washington Monument on September 4th for the Walk of Values, sponsored by the Sai Baba Foundation, as we embrace these values, a return to the core values of peace, love, compassion, you know, integrity, truth, honor. And as we embrace them, then we want to live them in the experience of our day-to-day lives. I will be the guest speaker that day beginning at 12 o'clock at the end of the walk there by the Washington Monument, and we'll have three generations performing. Again, thank you, Makua, for being on the switchboard today, keeping our show moving smoothly. We are happy to have an opportunity every Friday to bring peace, love, and joy. Remember us next Friday at 12 noon on Peace Talks with Audrey Scott Williams.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.